walking down the street, down the street, cause I'm gonna buy some meat.
Some meat.
Cause down the street is where I buy my meat. I'm going to buy some meat. He said, me, I said, I'm buying meat.
Meat.
Lots of meat.
Lots
down
of
the street
meat.
Where I buy my meat.
Welcome to the first Meat Cast. This is your panel. It's Jimmy Cole, myself, Justin Tompkins, Tyler Flockney, a.k.a. Dolph, and Ryan Bush. Welcome, everybody.
Good to be here.
What's up?
Jimmy is the only one on his commute,
Hi.
And he also may have frozen.
No, he's good.
No, we're good. We're alive.
Jimmy. We're doing this live on Wednesday evening, whatever the fucking time this is.
Five on the dot.
Five on the dot. Look at us. We actually met a time, even though it's half an hour late.
An hour.
That's true. All right, so we'll start off with a little meat intro, and I think we got to start with the team name, and I think I can speak to this, and everyone can kind of chime into it. We have a G-chat, and we love the Heart 8 Meat Emporium in, I think it's in Frisco, technically?
Frisco.
And we decided that we loved red meats, and that became a strong possible team name, and then it just got cut down to the meats. So,
that was what, like 2017 Fast Plastic, and we're like, hey, we got to get some sort of meat our first year down.
We just couldn't go without barbecue in Texas.
No.
Makes sense. No.
And it was just after our first Fast Plastic experience. So, it was, we spent a lot of money on meats that day. It was a great day.
More than the entry fee,
sweats.
Maybe.
We had a lot of meat sweats in that hotel.
A lot of meat sweats.
I think we ended up buying a lot of liquor, and then I think we passed out at like 8:30.
I don't think we had any of it. I brought that full bottle of Ciroc home unopened.
Anyway.
Alright, now I think we should go down through the nicknames. So I'll let Dolph go first because I think his is the oldest. So if you want to give the backstory on that one.
Yeah, so I know a lot of our nicknames are meat related. Mine is not. I think it started, guys, fill me in on any blanks that I miss. It started when we played NHL together in, I think, 2016. So we had to create our own player for the team, and nobody's going to use their own actual name. And that was right after Harambe died. So there was a whole...
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Force him out.
So I was like, well, I got to do it for Harambe. And my name started with D, like, I think it was D-O-F, first name and last name Harambe. And then it's like,
Dicks out for Harambe.
Yeah, Dicks out for Harambe. That's right. It like, morphed into Dolph, and that's kind of...
It was then Dolph Harambe, and then Dolph Dimes, because you made so many sick passes.
That's right, yeah, because I was dropping dimes. It became Dolph Dimes, and then it has turned into what is now on the back of my jersey, Chafeman. That was actually from where the
last name evolution is a whole story in itself.
Yeah. So that came from, I think, the same year that we had the meat's name was 2017 Fast Plastic. And I think I forgot baby powder or whatever it was. And by the end of the tournament, legit, not walk.
Well, because of the story. Man.
Attaboy.
Oh, no, Jimmy.
Oh boy, we're good now. Did you hear what I said?
No.
I said because it evolved from the Flackman story.
Yes. Dolph Flackman?
Dolph Flackman.
Oh, what is that from? I remember that, but I don't remember the backstory of it.
I don't really either. Jimmy's frozen again. He's driving through the sticks. Alright, the meat cast.
Jimmy is so unreliable for this thing.
The meat cast with 3.5 members here. All right, when Jimmy comes back to life. Oh, wait, he's back.
We're here, but just have me go last.
Okay. Ryan, you can go ahead with your current, the current name on yours and the evolution.
I'm not really sure of the evolution, to be honest with you. It's not nearly as cool as Dolph Chafeman. I think it had something to do with the Meat Emporium. People saying I was the god of the Meat Emporium. I don't know.
Ryan, god of meats.
God of meats. So
I think
it was,
that's where it started.
Yeah, Ryan, god of meats, and then so it was just meat god at first, and then it evolved into the Messiah for the alliteration effect.
Perfect. Jimmy, you're actually coming through kind of clear right now, so if you want to go with the if you want to start with the fixer, that comes from 2017. Oh no.
Oh no.
He became unclear fast.
Yeah, that was...
Alright, I think we...
Right, Jay, you go.
Alright, hold on, Jimmy, I'll go. So, what's on the back of my jersey is napkins, and it pretty much entirely stems from Stephen Farkas not being able to spell.
Jimmy's still explaining the fixer.
Jimmy's going to slowly come through with the fixer on this. So, Farkas couldn't spell my name, which my name is spelled wrong anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But it just evolved from Tompkins with an H and a P to just a P to then napkins just because. And no, Jimmy, no.
Jimmy's told this whole story of his nickname, and we'll never know.
Yep.
He's getting there.
Oh, no.
Jimmy,
oh, fuck.
Jimmy, we missed all of
story.
That. We missed all of that.
Yeah. Sorry.
Jimmy, we got none of it. Oh, wait.
And he's gone.
Oh, I got 4G. Let's go. We're here.
All right, well, you're the last one, but I don't know if we're going to be able to get your story.
Jimmy, what if you go normal?
All right, I'll make it quick. I did stuff in 2017. Ryan said I fixed a game, and then I was the fixer.
Correct.
I think that's about it.
Good job.
That's a Cliff Notes version. That's pretty good, though.
Yeah, that'll work. Let's see. What did we have? So we actually have some segments lined up, which makes this like kind of a professional podcast, which this just isn't. So, I'll go around the table. I'll start with Jimmy since you're actually coming through. Okay. Oh, wait, no. Yep. You're coming through. Okay. All right. Yeah. Your favorite cut of meat, your favorite kind of meat. What do you like?
All those. There's only one of the best cuts of meat, and that's porterhouse, because you get two cuts in one. Plus, you get a bone to give to the dog. You can't say no to that.
Good point.
You got that one right. All right, Ryan, we'll go in reverse order on this one. Ryan, go ahead.
Any kind of steak, really. I'll go with the filet, a nice medium rare filet.
Okay. All right.
I think it's easy to say a steak, and maybe I want to, but I will say the Hard Eight brisket was life-changing.
Yes, it was.
It's tough to put a steak over that, even though that might be the easy choice. I can't do it. That brisket was too damn good.
I'd like to have a Hard Eight steak.
Yeah.
Ooh. And this is just red meat, right? We're not doing any other sort of animal. This is just beef.
No, I think this is
a red meat conversation.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm going with a local favorite down here since I live on Long Island now, and going with a New York strip because that's the best cut down here because they're not that great at steak down here, to be honest with you. But, they do pasta real well down here, but, steak is not.
Pasta, pizza, bagels.
Yes. It's all the water. Just remember that.
It's the water.
all right. We'll run to the next segment, and I'll let Dolph start on this one. Go ahead and list your worst seltzer flavor.
I will preface this by saying I'm not nearly a seltzer guy as much as other people in this chat. I'd rather take, just give me an ice cold beer, but the correct answer for worst seltzer flavor is lemon lime.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
All right.
I agree with that. I agree. Although I will say Bud Light makes a good lemon lime seltzer. I like all of their flavors, but lemon lime is, yes, not good.
Okay. All right. I think Jimmy... I think
Jimmy's got
froze again. Jimmy's got
the... Oh, no.
Again. Oh, no. Oh, no, Jimmy.
Again.
Yep. I'll go ahead. The obvious choice here, because, you know, as somebody who lives in a household where seltzer drinking happens a lot, and Lisa only likes certain flavors, so I drink a lot of lime, so I take offense to the lemon lime being the worst.
You only drink it because you have to.
That's true. To be fair, that's true.
I was going to say, this is not...
That's not your choice. Lisa takes all the good stuff, and you get stuck with the lemon lime.
I will neither confirm or deny that. However, for me, I think black cherry is my least favorite for sure. It's definitely very low on the totem pole. And
black cherry. Black cherry is like that might be number one.
Oh, that's the worst one for me.
Strawberry Bud Light seltzer is number one.
I honestly, oh no, Jimmy is gone. Jimmy has left the call.
He'll get back.
He would have had a bad take anyway. Sorry.
He would have had a bad take.
He was going to have some opinions on the
show.
Either way, I'm blackberry, mango, or all. They're both good.
Mango is good.
The mango is good. The new flavors are generally okay. I will say that.
That's true.
All right, well, I'll get Jimmy's takes and insert them here at the end, maybe. I don't know. He might just be off. All right, so our third topic on the list for just the three of us now, and it's something that I don't have a lot of experience with because I am pretty baseball, but it's the fact that facial hair equals wins in wiffle ball. And I wanted to discuss this with I'll start with Ryan because he has rocked some of the facial hair that we've talked about. So if you want to take the floor on this one.
I mean, that was like 10 years of growth right there for me since I cannot grow a beard or a mustache very well. But I did rock the handlebar for that Winter Classic, and we beat Earl for like the first time ever. So does it equal wins? Maybe.
Is it coincidence or is that just to be determined?
I don't know. We'll have to test again. I didn't have anything in the last MAW tournament. We got bounced in the first round, so.
So I have to ask, as somebody who, you know, is your teammate for NWLA, how, you know, are you just going to grow it from now until then so we can get another handlebar sighting, or?
I think I'm going to have to.
Okay, good.
We'll just let it go from now until yard open NWLA, you whiff. Just let it ride the whole time.
Just let it go.
You grow it pretty quickly? Is it pretty quick?
No, I'm terrible at growing facial hair, so I'm going to need that time.
All right,
it's no Dolph mustache, I'll tell you that.
That was so. I let it go for what, like 3 months, and it was still like
that thing was greasy though.
It so, was. Yeah, I should not have been out loud in public, and luckily I couldn't go out in public.
So Dolph, I actually wanted to talk about that mustache a little bit because you grew, and I don't know how many people are going to listen to this, and of those people, how many actually saw you with that glorious thing, that blonde caterpillar you had.
Dude, it was nasty.
So you didn't get to play any HRL with that still on your face, right?
All
right.
No, I didn't play any wiffle ball, so I've never played really with facial hair, so I guess I can't prove or disprove if facial hair equals wins or not. I would say no, just because I can't stand it, but I guess I don't.
Wait, okay, all right. So I grow what's called a neard. I grow a neard every year for NWLA, so that's kind of where we ended up, and we've won twice with the neard, so I think I think we can safely say that there's got to be some correlation, whether it's perfect, I don't know. All right, Jimmy's back and making some noise.
Jimmy, yeah, Jimmy, are your windows down, Jim?
Jimmy!
This guy.
How do I get him out?
Kick him.
There we go. Oh,
there he is. Oh, no. Jimmy came back and just created white noise. All right, well...
I don't know.
Oh.
Bush, a professional podcast here.
I say, Bush, as a third party, what's greasier, his neard or my mustache?
I don't know. They're both pretty nasty. Your mustache, though, the color of it, like the blonde caterpillar color, was something special.
Yes, it was. Mine grows in dark and splotchy, so, like, probably, I would say yours. Mine looks worse, but yours definitely, like, had a little nice...
I say some pretty greasy pictures from the end, so I'll have those.
Oh, man, that thing was sweet. You went to the bar with that, didn't you?
Yeah, the rule was, because my buddies think the same thing, like, I had super greasy facial hair. And I'm like, all right, the bet is you have to keep the mustache growing. We all did until the first night we could go back to the bar and then shave it. So literally Saturday morning, I was hungover and shaving my mustache.
That doesn't sound fun.
It was gone as soon as I could have it gone.
All right, so for our last little segment here before we wrap up, and this is actually perfect Holy Commute's length, we have what we're calling fixins, and it's from our peanut gallery, and we actually have one question that's inserted from our own crew here. So I'll ask them, and I'll actually ask it to Dolph first, because it's about one of these players. Did Ryan Bush save the closer role from going extinct in wiffle ball?
Did it exist? I'm not even sure if it truly existed prior. I mean, in my wiffle experience, I mean, we've had sort of guys, like, at the beginning of my HRL career, the guys that would, like, try to get the save, like, a save record. But I would say even in the last 5 years, it's definitely an afterthought. And I think him bringing it back and even giving people the thought of it, or knowing that he, like, will come in for the sixth, is in the back of everyone's mind when, in theory, is going to shut you out, where it's, instead of a six inning game, it's a five inning game, and it gets people to pressure a little more. So I think it's definitely changed people's strategies for sure. And even if I haven't fully experienced it.
Fair enough. Jimmy, I see you're back in the call. Are you alive?
Yes. And the Meats fucking innovated the relief pitcher for wiffle ball. The Meats are pitching in wiffle ball. The Meats are a team in wiffle ball. We're not about riding one arm here. No, we throw whatever the fuck we got at you. You're going to get the fix. You're going to get fucking Dolph Nux, and then you're going to get Bush just gas.
Well put.
So, yeah.
Vengeance.
We reinvented the game.
While you're here, before you die again, worst seltzer flavor?
The worst seltzer flavor by far. Like, it's not even close. Is grapefruit. Grapefruit fucking sucks.
Hard disagree.
I don't know if I've ever had grapefruit.
Yeah, because it's trash.
Hard disagree, it's good. And then also does the you know, kind of talk about the facial hair equaling wins. I told you, we'd get him back at the end, we'll get all his bad takes.
Facial hair equals wins. It's the only kind of hair I can grow. Besides on my ass, so I'm going to go with you.
All right, cool. And, all right, so I'll bring it back to the closer thing. I think that this would be something that I would love to experiment with in the WWL.
I'm taking my pants off in the car.
Jimmy's changing real quick. I would love to experiment with this at NWLA, but, yeah, I've been watching some Mid-Atlantic, and... we've done the closer thing in OCWA before with Ryan, so I would say that, yeah, it's always been there. And I'll let the man himself take the last word on this.
I don't even know if it was a thing before the meets came along, but not only did we bring in the closer, but also the opener. Little Tampa Bay Rays action.
That's right.
Talk about Jimmy starting about just about every game for us at Ma last year.
That's right.
So we use 3 or 4 pitchers every game, and we are not ashamed of it.
And it's and it has had success, so, you know, there's that aspect as well. On the same note, and it's something that Ryan put forth, and if you want to lead off on this, go ahead. Did the meets save fast pitch wiffle ball?
That's a question for Jimmy. He's the one that made the stand, but I think we did. I think it's safe to say we saved fast pitch wiffle ball.
Oh, don't mind me.
All right, yep. Well, I won't mind you. You go ahead. Oh, no.
I don't... Would U.S. exist without us? I don't know.
I mean, the cooks say no, so...
From the organizers themselves.
I say fast plastic would still be around, so I don't know. Dolph, you want to...
The meats only suck the dicks of the best coordinators there are, and we fully support the cooks.
Don't you got anything to add?
Any of those ex-coordinators, they're just trash. You know where they are now, though? Have you heard about either of those guys? They're just...
Tim's alive.
Whoever the meets agree with.
All right. Anyway.
Jimmy was just fired at it.
He's just in and out throwing heat.
Alright. So ending on a slightly bad vibe before we take a good vibe into the this will be on Holy Commutes Friday morning, so into your weekend. What team or player do we hate losing to the most? Dolph, you wanna lead off?
Ooh. Honestly, for my NWLA career, it was always WSEM, because the years that I went, they was the years that they won, or we played them tough, or we'd lose on a tough call, or, you know, a 1-0 game. So that was, and those guys are obviously super animated, they bring a ton of energy. So losing to a team like that, I think, is a little bit more frustrating than other teams for sure.
I'll echo that sentiment. Chandler and I had the greatest NWLA rivalry in history for two guys who barely played. So
now you guys are best friends.
Yeah, now we're cool. So I don't know.
Look at us.
Wiffle just brings everyone together.
That's right. Jimmy, you alive over there? I think he's dead. Ryan, you want to finish this one off?
I still can't hear shit. Just tell me, what am I doing? What am I playing?
Is Jimmy going to go since he's here?
No, yeah. I'm here.
Who do you hate losing to?
What's up?
Who do you hate losing to, Jimmy?
Oh, he left.
Oh, see ya. All right, Ryan, go ahead.
I would say the long balls because Tommy abandoned us, but we've never lost to them, so I can't say that. So...
What a ricochet shot there.
Jesus.
Still love you, Tommy, but hey, could be joining us. Now we got to bring up our UWIF roster after this, by the way. Oh. Team I hate losing to most, though? Probably Earl, for no apparent reason, just because they always beat us.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and assume that's everybody's favorite team to beat is, you know, what we just mentioned too, right? I mean, that's gotta be the best thing, is to beat your bitter rival. Or I know whenever we beat WSEM, it was a great day. So, oh no, I think we're losing everybody here.
I'm still here.
Here.
Yeah.
Jimmy's just losing.
What's up?
Jimmy. Who do you hate losing to, Jimmy?
I'm losing.
What were the other answers?
Earl and two WSTM.
I'm gonna say the yumps.
That's great.
Shout out 2017 NWLA tournament. Also.
Shout out the umps.
Yeah. New umpire crew this year for NWLA for those who care. All right, so everyone ended with a good vibe. Just bring a good vibe. Jimmy's on the golf course right now, so.
That's a good vibe. I can use that vibe.
Yeah. Jimmy's on the back nine.
I'll give you a good vibe. We just picked up Jimmy Flynn today. What is today, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Wednesday. Yeah. For UWIF, so the roster is now complete. Got a meathead on the meats.
Let's go.
Very appropriate.
Yeah, that's a good squad, though. It's a very formidable four, and you have a potential surprise fifth, which I think you actually included, so maybe not as
big. We did. Yes, Chris Roeder is the potential fifth.
There you go. And he was the only one to beat the U that year.
was that a no-hitter? Was that a perfect game? I don't remember.
I think it was a no-hitter. He perfectoed Goodman's team and no-hit 603. I remember that.
Decent year.
Yeah, not bad. All right.
Solid squad heading into full Wiffle season.
Yeah, oh yeah. So, actually, a month from today, we'll all be together in Massachusetts for the Yard Open. So,
much excited.
Your meat squad will be headed out there, along with Kayvon. This four and Kayvon.
Us and Kayvon.
So, Jimmy signed off. I'm excited for the Yard Open. I'll be at UWIF as well with the Mighty Cucks. We got a fun squad heading down there. I'm going to be drunk at 9 a.m.
So who's on the Cucks?
Let's see. It's me, Mike Vinostrand, Brett Delano, Lava, and Chris Newman.
Nice. So,
a drunk squad. It's going to be a great
time. Yes.
All right. Boys, pleasure having you. Jimmy signed off already.
Yeah. Anytime.
Oh, yeah, we'll do this
first
again.
First meet cast success.
Maybe a Yard Open preview meet cast or something.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting, huh?
Over some hotel beers?
Sure.
Absolutely.
I'm down. All right, so signing off for myself and the rest of these goons and Jimmy, who is our half member today. Justin Tompkins, follow on the Holy Commutes Twitter. We're not daily anymore. We'll be back with Meatcast sometime. So,
go Meats.
Go Meats.
Go Mets.
All right. See ya.
See ya.
You guys.